this argument in this article has limits. It synthesizes published acoustics research, vibroacoustic studies, manufacturer documentation, and performance pedagogy. It does not present a new controlled experiment comparing brands, bowl shapes, heads, or mechanisms. For that reason, this synthesis can explain why different timpani can sound different, and it can identify variables that should be tested, but it should not be read as a ranking of makers or national schools. Several questions remain open for future study. One would be a controlled comparison of otherwise similar instruments with different suspension systems or manufacturing tolerances, measuring mode splitting, decay time, frame vibration, and listener perception. Another would be a systematic comparison of head types on the same drums under controlled humidity and temperature. A third would be a listening study that asked trained timpanists, conductors, and non-specialist listeners which measured differences actually become musically meaningful. Those questions matter because the most practical claims in timpani culture often concern subtle differences: focus, bloom, darkness, immediacy, blends, stability, and projection. A scholarly synthesis can clarify the variables in the evidence. More controlled measurements could show how large those variables are under specific conditions.